I went and got some bully sticks because we were out of bully sticks for our dogs at home. And I thought, you know, I'm going to do a little talk for people that are new to this about whether they should use bones with their dogs or bully sticks with their dogs for chew toys. There are other things you can use. You can get these hard rubber toys that they'll be happy chewing on. And if they're not that happy, you can pack them full of things like yogurt and freeze it where they'll chew on those. But that's kind of a mess if you have dogs like we do that are in our living room and the living room has a rug floor on it. But first I'm going to address bones. Don't feed your dog cooked bones. Don't feed your dog steak bones the day after you had steak. Steak bones are going to break. They're going to have sharp edges on them, and there's too much of a problem or potential of those pieces getting stuck or perforated in your dog's stomach. Don't do that. The flip side of that coin is you can go and buy uncooked bones. We would only recommend maybe knuckle bones from a big cow. But we've kind of backed away from that too, because if you have a larger dog and they're chewing on bones, you run the risk of your dog breaking a tooth. Then you have a problem, because it's going to take you a while before you recognize that your dog broke a tooth and you didn't see it, and he's going to end up getting sick. And by that point, he's going to already have an infection in his mouth. It's just not worth it. So people can do what they want. I fed bones for years. I had broken teeth, letting them chew bones, and they move past it, and I don't do it anymore. Now I use these bully sticks, and I was kidding with the dogs. They said, you need to use your voice that you use when you're kidding us about these bully sticks, because we have the Big Daddy bully sticks and we have the Jumbo bully sticks. And I'm not going to tell you what these things are, other than they come from dead bulls. I don't know how they dry them out. Dogs love them, I'll tell you this. But I learned something, because I had another company sell us these, or want to sell us these thinner sticks. I don't recommend these. I want to show you this. This one, this is what's left of one of these. And I have a 4.5 pound Chihuahua. I bred German Shepherds for 35 years for police work and the biting dog sports and search and rescue. So now I have a Shih Tzu, a Border Terrier, and Pip, my little Chihuahua, smartest little dog in the world. If she was 80 pounds, she'd be dangerous. We also have a 3-year-old German Shepherd who is dangerous for anybody trying to break into our house. Anyway, this is what's left from Pip starting off one of these. And in like 2 days, it's just not worth it. 2-year-old Chihuahua, 4.5 pounds, can chew this down. I'm sorry, we're not going to sell it, because a big dog will eat one of these things in a few hours. So you won't find them on Learburg. I'll be honest, I'm not even sure. I think they better stick with the Big Daddies or the Jumbo bully sticks, because your dogs will love them. They have a bit of a smell to them, but I don't have a good sense of smell, so it doesn't bother me. And my wife has an extremely sensitive sense of smell, and it doesn't bother her. And our dogs love the hell out of these things. If you're looking for something for your dog to keep them busy, this is a good start. When they get small, you know, they'll chew them down to when they're about this big, and at that point we throw them away. Or at that point we may give them to Pip, but even still, you have to use a little bit of common sense here about what you leave with the big dog. If you get one of the Big Daddy ones and they get down to here, it's not worth trying to get as much as you can get out of a bully stick. Go to Learburg and buy another one. That's what we like anyway.